question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, we're moving right along today on the fastest 2 hours in travel. With 60% of today's live broadcast now complete, we're going to travel the world from your own kitchen with an international twist as we go in a completely different direction from our special National Communal Forum last segment, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Yes, whether it's a late summer road trip, an upcoming fall adventure, or maybe you're on the move for business, whenever travel does return for you, be better than ever with the best bag in hand. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Collection. Rudy prefers the MaxLite series, and one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is quality luggage.
Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. They're offering up to a 25% discount right now on top collections at travelpro.com. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Robert and I first met our next guest during a live remote broadcast of this program back in November of 2014 at the beautiful and peaceful five-star lakeside resort in the Northern Ireland town of Enniskillen. The Loch Éireann Golf Resort and Hotel is a preferred hotels and resorts property and a destination we highly encourage you to visit when you can in the future. Chef Noel McNeil is their executive chef. He's also one of the top chefs in all of Ireland. For today's edition of our Travel the World from Your Kitchen series, we're headed to that show hotline to take you electronically to Enniskillen and reconnect with Chef Noel.
Chef Noel, it's so great to reconnect with you today. Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show.
So good to be with you.
That's great to hear your voice today.
So nice.
It certainly is. So, Noel, listen, clearly it's been too long since we last visited in person. So I want to know, how are you? When did the Loch Éireann Resort reopen after the coronavirus shutdown? And really, how's it going?
Here in Ireland, obviously, it was such a shock to think something like this would happen around the world, but it did happen. And we closed the doors at the end of March, and we reopened them again on the 20th of July this year to an amazing applause of people, customers, and obviously us welcoming everyone back again to Fermanagh.
Yeah, it must be so great for you to be back at work and greeting your guests, which we know how good you are at doing that. So I have a question. I'm really curious if the lockdown that you experienced and the time that the resort was closed maybe gave you some downtime that you didn't know you needed as a chef, but also sometimes downtime is good for creativity. I'm curious what you did during that time, if you worked in a garden, if you tried new recipes, and did any of that time off get you thinking in a more creative or different direction for what you'd bring to the menu coming back?
I think one of the great things, well, I shouldn't say great things have been off, but having been off was certainly a shock to any chef's system, first of all, right? Because they didn't have to be in at work at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and they didn't have to work until a 10 o'clock at night or 11, 5 days a week. So that was a bit of a shock. Second of all, having time with your partner or your family or your wife or your whatever. So the fact is, having time to be with the people that you love was just an amazing experience. Having time, whether you have an animal, obviously I have an animal, a dog and cats, and obviously chickens, pigeons, and a big garden to look after. And I have to say that I've never been able to manicure the garden as much as I have been able to. It took me weeks and weeks and weeks, obviously, and replanting and clearing the garden. But you know, before I just came back to work there, I was reaping the reward of everything that I nearly planted.
It helps you go back to basics. It really does.
Yes, we've heard that from a lot of chefs. They've manicured their gardens.
Nature is a wonderful thing. Yeah. And I always, obviously, Chez Panisse in Berkeley in California, where I used to work, them tools that Alice Waters would have given me regarding to the simplicity of great food, I was able to use that, and I was able to understand what it's like to plant and be nourished.
So let's talk about that, because I have your book in front of me, The Irish Pantry, and talk about simplicity. It's, I think, so key, and this is such a good point. So with the outbreak of the coronavirus across the world back in March, Robert and I added this segment to the show. It's called Travel the World from Your Kitchen, as kind of a way to bring some joy and happiness through food to our listeners. And we've decided to add this international flair today, since food and travel are so intertwined, and you're in Ireland. I want to let everyone know who's listening across the U.S. and up into Canada. We're going to post the recipe that you're about to share with us and talk about to our RM World Travel Facebook page. Noel, my family and I have enjoyed many of the recipes from your cookbook here, Irish Pantry, but what do you want to share with our listeners today?
I think one of the great things is it's all about stories. Food is about stories. It's about our culture. Obviously, modern Irish food now is one of the greatest cuisines out there, and it's not about Irish stew. But in my book, I've actually one of the recipes was, I called it Master Noel's sponge cake, orange sponge cake, and it was the first cake that I actually made as a child, and I was totally amazed. How could that rise? The whole chemistry between all of that, and then when it came out, I happened to ask my mother, can I eat all this cake? Because I was so hungry. And she said yes, knowing that I would have pains in my stomach from the fact of... And that was when I really understood what gluttony is. I understood what greed was. And my mother, I remember saying, well, hopefully that will teach you always to share.
Ah.
Well, all right, so I just pulled that up since you said that Mary handed me the book, and I have that here, folks. And when you do get the book, it's page 71. But I'm looking, first of all, the icing. I think I could just eat the icing.
Yeah, the icing.
The icing
delicious.
Looks fine. The cake looks great, too.
It's but
can
yummy.
Can you just give just a quick overview? As Mary said, we'll post the full recipe, but just tell people the basic ingredients.
Basic ingredients is a sponge recipe for anyone that's actually out there. Only it's got like the likes of lots of, say, orange juice. It's got the juice of it, the zest of it. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that every kind of cakes, even in the book itself, has got really kind of got zesty, fruity kind of flavors in all of them. But in particular that, not just because of the cream cheese on the top, but certainly from the sponge, it's such a great recipe.
There are no calories whatsoever. It's perfect for quarantine.
That's exactly right. And listen, last hour, Mary and I did a segment on bourbon, and this would go great with
yes,
some bourbon.
Yes, it would.
So it would.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, so we do have you here today. And folks, we're going to put Young Master Noel's first orange cake up on the website. It is something fun and certainly delicious. So you can go check that out and hopefully make it and send us your emails of what you think about it. And we'll share it with Noel and you guys can communicate that way as well. But since we do have you here today, want to hear really from your opinion. How is Ireland doing overall in the north where you are in the Fermanagh region, as you mentioned, also the Republic, managing the coronavirus? We've seen a few counties outside of Dublin in the Republic that they've been put on tighter restrictions. But how's your area doing in Northern Ireland?
In Northern Ireland, there has been no major clampdown since we have actually opened. It's very, very carefully. And I have to just say that at the Lochearn Resort, the key thing is that we implement full controls to do with isolation, to do with different areas within the resort, to make sure that people, if they're eating, that they have space. They're wearing, all staff wears face masks. It's priority. Nobody goes out to shop anymore without a face mask.
Right, right.
So it's so important, number one, that Northern Ireland adheres to that. Southern Ireland, they have had different clusters that they have actually taken precautions on it. Obviously, we've heard so many things about different other issues. There is other issues about people not making sure that things are controlled well enough. And obviously the government's going to come down hard on you or counties in Ireland that haven't done what they've been asked to do. But it's so important that Northern Ireland is well controlled and very focused. And if there is something like another outbreak, obviously they will be closed down.
Right.
They will be shut down.
Well, we're seeing that here in the U.S. as well. And I have to say, when Mary mentioned the last time that we were there, we did a live broadcast of this show. I can't believe it was November of 2014. We had about 150 stations airing this show. We're now over 430. So for many of our listeners, it's the first time that they're hearing Chef Noel McNeil on with us. Actually, we went to Lochearn Resort for American Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was a great time of year. A lot of fun, and you really did treat us with great hospitality.
It was such a pleasure because it was a year after we did the G8 and had all the world leaders here at the Lochearn Resort, which was such a great pleasure. So it was such a pleasure to have you at the Lochearn and welcome you, obviously, to here because I think Northern Ireland is an unknown destination for anyone out there listening. It is a destination to come and visit, and it is a hidden gem.
Well, we certainly hope to be able to come see you again in person when it's responsibly safe to do. So our best to you. We really do hope you enjoy the weekend. And folks, one thing I will mention to you, Loch Aaron Resorts, part of the Preferred Hotels and Resorts family, which you know is a partner of our show, which is another benefit for us right now. So, Noel, great to catch up with you. Have a great weekend, okay?
Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, we just hit the release on. So great to catch up with him, Mary.
Really was. Yeah, great chef, great man. You can find his recipes posted to our RM World Travel Facebook page right now. And on Monday, we're going to add it to our website at rmworldtravel.com.
So as I said, enjoy it for Labor Day weekend, if you will, and let us know what you think of Noel's first orange cake. Right now, we're going to pause quickly for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. Stick around and don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.